the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ready for jail time, but is holding out for a more lenient sentence. The Desperate Housewives star pleaded guilty to her part in the nationwide college admissions scandal 2 months ago and is prepared to serve the 4 months behind bars if that's what she's ordered to do. However, the 56-year-old is hopeful that she's a suitable candidate for a halfway house instead of prison confinement. In April, the actress admitted to shelling out $15,000 for a proctor to correct wrong answers on her daughter Sophia's SATs. Huffman routed the payment through an admissions official named William Singer via his nonprofit Key Worldwide Foundation. Prosecutors said the foundation was a setup just to front and accept payoff. Meanwhile, another actress at the center of the scandal, Lori Loughlin, is expecting possible additional legal troubles with USC specifically. A source says that Lori feels that USC is going to do whatever is necessary to attempt to financially ruin her family. USC accepts extremely sustainable donations, which will typically result with the child from that family enrolling, said Lori. But Lori wants to expose USC's admissions practices and look forward to her day in criminal court. Lizzo opened up last night in an Instagram video about her struggles with depression. She said that there isn't anyone to talk to because no one can help her with it.
It's humbling, and I'm grateful that I'm able to feel these emotions because I know that because of this sadness, I'm going to be able to feel joy.
I didn't realize I related to Lizzo so much.
Maybe, I know.
Maybe I should have opened up to her and talked about that instead about like, hey.
Oh, your interview was just a
my
mess.
My pecker peeking, yeah.
But, I mean, it's kind of good to know because Lizzo is always an artist that comes off so happy and excited and enthusiastic.
Oh, she lights people's lives up.
Right, exactly. Not saying that she still can't do that, but it's like interesting and like kind of humbling to see like another side of her, I think. Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom got engaged over 4 months ago, and sources say they are planning to get married at the end of this year. They'll reportedly have a small and intimate ceremony. They don't seem stressed about it, though, and will have a fun celebration with family and friends. This is the second wedding for both Perry and Bloom. Daisy Ridley, the actress from Star Wars, shocked Jimmy Fallon fans last night when she rapped Little Kim's part from Lady Marmalade.
With the money and the God of us, that know we got back take straight out of the game. We independent women, some mistakes for hard. I'm saying, why spend money when I can spend yours? Disagree, well, that's you, and I'm sorry. I'm gonna keep playing these cats out like Atari. High heel shoes, getting love for the Jews, for the badass chicks, for the Mulan.
I mean, so, so, so epic.
It's all right. Okay, that was good.
Amazing.
That was good. That was good.